Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Raising Securely Attached Kids Using Connection-Focused Parenting to Create Confidence, Empathy, and Resilience is a parenting guide by therapist and attachment educator Eli Harwood. Written for caregivers who want a practical way to apply attachment theory in daily family life, the book sits in the modern evidence-based parenting category. But its focus is narrower and more specific than many general advice books. It argues that secure attachment is built through connection, emotional attunement, and collaborative boundaries rather than through control or compliance-driven methods. Harwood uses accessible explanations of attachment science to show why children benefit when adults respond calmly to distress, help regulate emotions, and preserve trust during conflict. The purpose of the book is not simply to reduce behavior problems in the moment, but to strengthen the relational conditions that support confidence, empathy, and resilience over time. It is aimed primarily at parents, though its ideas are also relevant to educators and other child-focused adults. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, attachment theory as the book's foundation for understanding children's emotional security. The central framework of the book is attachment theory, presented not as an abstract psychological model, but as a practical guide to parenting. Harwood treats secure attachment as the result of repeated experiences in which a child feels seen, protected, and emotionally understood by a caregiver. That emphasis matters because it shifts the goal of parenting away from simply correcting behavior and toward shaping the child's internal sense of safety. In this view, children do not become resilient by being pushed to manage everything alone. They become resilient when they can rely on a trusted adult while learning how to handle difficulty. The book explains why those early relational patterns matter later in life, since attachment affects how children approach exploration, stress, and relationships. This gives the book a strong developmental logic. Emotional security is not a soft extra, but the base from which confidence and independence grow. By grounding everyday parenting choices in attachment science, Harwood makes the theory useful for ordinary family conflicts rather than keeping it in the clinical realm. Secondly, connection-focused parenting replaces control with empathy and collaboration. A major argument in the book is that connection works better than control when parents want lasting change. Harwood does not present boundaries as unimportant. Instead, she reframes boundaries as most effective when they are delivered within a relationship of trust. The practical implication is that parents are encouraged to slow down, notice the child's emotional state, and respond to the need beneath the behavior before trying to enforce a rule. This matters because many conflicts escalate when adults focus only on obedience, while children experience the interaction as threatening or dismissive. The book's collaborative approach asks parents to understand resistance, invite conversation, and work toward solutions that preserve dignity on both sides. That is a different model from authoritarian parenting, because it sees a child's feelings as information rather than opposition. The result is a parenting style that aims to reduce power struggles while still maintaining structure. Harwood's approach is especially distinctive in how it links empathy to discipline, showing that warmth and firmness are not opposites when handled through connection. Thirdly, co-regulation and calm response turn distress into a teachable moment. The book gives strong attention to what parents do in the exact moment a child becomes upset, fearful, angry, or overwhelmed. Rather than expecting children to regulate on their own before receiving support, Harwood argues that adults should help co-regulate first. This is one of the book's most practical ideas because it recognizes that a child's behavior often reflects a nervous system in distress, not just a refusal to cooperate. By staying calm, naming the feeling, and offering reassurance, a parent helps the child move from escalation toward recovery. Harwood's guidance around emotional expression is especially notable because she treats tears, anger, and release as part of the process of settling rather than as problems to suppress. That changes the emotional tone of discipline. The goal becomes restoring safety, not winning a confrontation. This focus on regulation also explains why the book is useful during meltdowns, sibling conflict, and other high-intensity situations. It translates attachment science into concrete relational behaviors that parents can use when their own patience is limited and the child is most in need of steadiness. Fourthly, practical scripts make attachment-based parenting usable in real households. One of the book's strengths is that it does not stop at theory. It offers language and response patterns that parents can actually use. Harwood scripts and practical phrasing are important because many caregivers understand the importance of empathy, but struggle to find words that are both kind and effective in tense moments. The book appears designed to reduce improvisation under stress by giving parents a structure for validating feelings, setting limits, and redirecting behavior without humiliation. This is especially helpful because children often need brief, clear communication when they are dysregulated. The book also emphasizes developmentally appropriate expectations. which means parents are urged to adapt their responses to the child's age and emotional capacity, instead of assuming one method fits every situation. That makes the advice more realistic and less moralistic. Rather than layering on guilt, Harwood seems to focus on what actually helps a child learn. The emphasis on scripts also reflects a deeper principle: relationship repair is not only about intention, but about having usable language that keeps adults from falling into reactive patterns when stress is high. Lastly, secure attachment is linked to confidence, empathy, resilience, and future relationships. Raising securely attached kids is not simply about making children feel good in the moment. It argues that secure connection shapes the long-term qualities parents usually hope to build. Harwood connects secure attachment with confidence, empathy, and resilience, suggesting that these traits emerge when children experience consistent emotional safety and respectful guidance. That is an important distinction because it positions relationship quality as a developmental engine rather than a sentimental ideal. Children who are understood and supported are more likely to take healthy risks, recover from frustration, and extend empathy to others because they have first experienced it themselves. The book also suggests that secure attachment influences how children approach future relationships, making the parent-child bond a training ground for later social and emotional health. Compared with many parenting books that focus on behavior management, this one is more relational and preventative. Its deeper claim is that the child's future capacity for closeness and emotional stability is built in ordinary moments of responsiveness, repair, and mutual respect. That gives the book a broader and more lasting ambition than short-term compliance strategies. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, and educators who want an evidence-based alternative to control-centered parenting. It will be especially useful for readers who are frustrated by repeated power struggles, emotional outbursts, or advice that focuses only on managing behavior without improving the relationship underneath it. Its main practical benefit is that it gives readers a coherent framework for responding to children with calm, empathy, and clear limits, while also explaining why those responses matter developmentally. Intellectually, it helps readers understand attachment theory in a way that is accessible and immediately relevant to family life. What makes it stand out in the parenting genre is the combination of scientific grounding, relational clarity, and usable language. Many books either stay too theoretical or offer tactics without a deeper model. Harwood's book bridges the gap by showing how connection, co-regulation, and collaborative boundaries work together. It is therefore less a quick-fix parenting manual than a durable guide for building the kind of relationship that supports long-term emotional health. If you would like to support Eli Harwood MALPC, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.